Nudged presents The Vanderbeekers of 141st Street by Karina Yan Glazer. Narrated by Robin Miles.
Friday, December 20th. Chapter 1. In the middle of a quiet block on 141st Street, inside a brownstone made of deep red shale, the Vanderbeeker family gathered in the living room for a family meeting. Their pets, a dog named Franz, a cat named George Washington, and a house rabbit named Paganini, sprawled on the carpet, taking afternoon naps in a strip of sunlight. The pipes rumbled companionably within the brownstone walls. "Do you want the good news or the bad news first?" The five Vanderbeeker kids looked at their parents. "Good news," said Issa and Lainey. "Bad news," said Jesse, Oliver, and Hyacinth. "Righto," said Papa. "Good news first." He paused and adjusted his glasses. "You kids all know how much Mama and I love you, right?" Oliver, who was 9 years old and wise to the ways of the world, put down his book and squinted. "Are you guys getting divorced? Jimmy L's parents got a divorce, then they let him get a pet snake." He kicked the backs of his sneakers against the tall stack of ancient encyclopedias he was sitting on. "No, we're..." Papa began.
"Is it true?"
6-year-old Hyacinth whispered, tears pooling in her round eyes.
"Of course we're..."
Mama said.
"What's a divorce?"
interrupted Lainey, who was 4¾ years old and practicing her forward rolls on the carpet. She was wearing an outfit of red plaids, lavender stripes, and aqua polka dots that she had matched herself.
"It means Mom and Papa don't love each other anymore," said 12-year-old Jessie, glaring at her parents from behind chunky black eyeglasses. "What a nightmare!"
"We'll have to split our time between them," added Issa, Jessie's twin. She was holding her violin and jabbed her bow against the arm of the couch.
"Alternating holidays and summers and whatnot. I think I'm going to be sick."
Mama threw up her hands. "Stop! Just everyone, please, stop!
Papa and I are not getting a divorce. Absolutely not. We're going about this all wrong."
Mama glanced at Papa, took a deep breath, and briefly closed her eyes. Issa noticed dark circles under her mom's eyes that hadn't been there the week before. Mama's eyes opened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?